Constantine Metal Resources and the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan react to a federal court decision on mineral exploration permits in the Chilkat Valley. And the state of Alaska opens the door to the consumption of recreational marijuana at legal dispensaries. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next.
Alaska opened the door for on-site consumption of marijuana at dispensaries. Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer signed off on the Marijuana Control Board's regulations that include licensing on-site marijuana consumption last week. If the board begins granting licenses, Alaska will be the first state to allow on-site consumption. The Marijuana Control Board can begin reviewing license applications when the new regulations go into effect on April 11th. Patrons over the age of 21 would be able to smoke or consume marijuana products where they buy them, if the board grants that retailer a license. An on-site consumption license will cost retailers $2,000 annually. The new regulations say consumption zones must be distinct from the retail section of the dispensary, such as a separate lounge or outdoor patio. Dispensaries must prove they have security and proper ventilation for the areas. Customers may consume no more than 1 gram of marijuana or 10 milligrams of THC on-site per day. No on-site consumption licenses will be granted without the green light from local governments. Despite the new regulations, the outlook for on-site consumption is still murky. Governor Michael Dunleavy recently appointed 2 new members to the Marijuana Control Board, who have voiced opposition to on-site consumption. They could overturn the regulations before any licenses are issued. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.
Skagway voters will cast their ballots for a new mayor in a special election tomorrow. They will choose between Andrew Cremata and David Huns to complete the term of the late Monica Carlson, who passed away in December. Voters will need to present their voter registration card or photo ID. The polls will open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. in assembly chambers at City Hall. On Friday, a federal court ruled that the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, does not have to consider future impacts of mine development before approving activities for mineral exploration. The Canadian company Constantine Metal Resources has been conducting mineral exploration in the Chilkat Valley at a site known as the Palmer Project. At the moment, Constantine is assessing the site's potential for mine development. Kimberly Strong is Tribal Council President of the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan. The village is located on the banks of the Chilkat River, about 17 miles west of the Palmer Project. She worries that mining activity upstream could contaminate her community's wild food sources.
The sustainability for life in this valley has been here for thousands of years, and it's what the natural environment has to offer us that keeps us here, that allows us to live off of the land. And the mine is putting that into jeopardy.
In 2016, the Bureau of Land Management approved Constantine's plan to expand mineral exploration in the Chilkat Valley. The agency conducted an environmental assessment and received public comments. It found potential environmental impacts from exploration activity to be insignificant and gave Constantine the go-ahead. Strong says she saw the mineral exploration plan as a step towards a full-fledged mine.
Every little footprint is not significant, but when you put all of the footprints together, it's really a very well stomped out trail. So my issues then is let's look at what the stomped out impact is going to be, not the incremental step.
So the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan, Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, Lynn Canal Conservation, and Rivers Without Borders filed a lawsuit against the Bureau of Land Management. The plaintiffs argued that BLM violated the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, by failing to consider the impacts of potential future mine development when it approved the operation plan. But on Friday, Judge Timothy M. Burgess ruled that BLM is not required to review potential future impacts from mine development before approving exploration activities. The ruling hinged on whether mineral exploration and mine development are inextricably linked. The court found that they are not because mineral exploration does not always lead to mine development. Strong says she is disappointed with the decision.
Do we just ignore the fact that they're putting millions of dollars into exploration? People don't put millions of dollars into exploration without an expectation of going into the full-scale mining business. I mean, are we going to feel guilty that we've allowed them to be incrementally permitted?
Strong doesn't know if there will be any further legal action in response to last week's decision. In a statement by email, Constantine Metal Resources said, quote, "We believe the court decided correctly on this matter and the decision speaks for itself. Constantine remains committed to meaningful engagement with Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan and other stakeholders as we continue with the process of exploration and evaluation of the Palmer Project," end quote. Representatives from the Bureau of Land Management were unable to comment by broadcast time. The House Resources Committee got an update today on the traditional foods movement in Alaska. It's becoming more common for public facilities in the state to accept wild-harvested donations, such as deer or seafood. Seal soup has been added to the menu at the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage. But places like schools, nursing homes, and hospitals have yet to incorporate one of the most requested subsistence foods. Melissa Klupach from the University of Alaska Anchorage College of Health called it Alaska's condiment.
Seal oil is a superfood, basically. It has a high amount of omega-3s that are so healthy for us.
The state's food safety codes don't allow seal oil in public facilities yet. That's because it's been implicated in several botulism outbreaks in Alaska. Representative John Lincoln, a Democrat from Kotzebue, asked why a food considered safe to eat by many villages raised red flags. Klupach and a colleague explained the rendering process differs across Alaska. There's a lot of variability. Klupach told lawmakers there's still more work to be done to incorporate a variety of subsistence foods on the menu at public institutions. Manilac Health Center in Kotzebue is on the forefront of this effort. The long-term care facility there has been working with the state's Department of Environmental Conservation, the University of Wisconsin, and the Kodiak Seafood and Marine Science Center to determine the safest rendering techniques for seal oil, with the hopes of someday serving it to residents. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.